Listen to the story about how penguin paperbacks appeared and mark the statements below 1 to 10 with T if they are true and F if they are false. You will hear the story twice. You now have 40 seconds to look at the statements. Now, start listening.
Paperbacks had existed since the 19th century, but it was Alan Lane, an English publisher, who first published quality literature paperbacks. It all began in 1934 when Alan Lane was waiting on Exeter Railway Station. He had spent the weekend with Agatha Christie and her husband and was looking at the station bookstall for something to read on the train back to London. But all he could find were magazines, newspapers, and silly romantic novels. This convinced him that there was a need for inexpensive editions of quality contemporary writing. In the 1930s, the working classes formed a new reading public. They were intimidated by traditional bookshops which sold expensive, hardcover editions. Alan Lane decided to publish a series of paperback books. He needed a name for them. Choosing from among the names of animals or birds, he finally decided on penguin. Then he sent his production manager to London Zoo to draw one for the symbol. Alan Lane bought the rights to Penguin's first 10 titles. Among them were Farewell to Arms by Ernest Hemingway, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles by Agatha Christie, The Bellona Club by Dorothy Sayers, and others. He introduced the idea of color coding. The biographies had blue covers, the detective fiction green, and the novels red. Despite the rising cost of paper, Alan Lane managed to maintain the price of penguins at sixpence by allowing advertising on four pages and on the back cover. Within 6 months, he had sold a million copies. Penguin's first premises were in the crypt under the Holy Trinity Church in Marylebone Road, London. Conditions were not ideal. The staff had to be quiet when there were services in the church. Besides, there was an invasion of mice. A dozen dedicated staff worked all week and on Saturday mornings for a meager salary. Not surprisingly, a local authority official condemned working conditions in the crypt. Alan Lane moved out of London. He bought land from a farmer near the present site of Heathrow Airport. When the staff moved in, they found the walls and roof completed, but only part of the floor. The long-suffering staff packed and sent out 140,000 books a week until at last they were all ready for market. From that time on, Penguin has gone from success to success. They have even started publishing hardbacks. During World War II, sales greatly increased because penguins were light to carry in soldiers' haversacks and easy to send to prisoners of war. In 1946, a new series, the Penguin Classics, was born. The first publication of the series was the translation of Homer's Odyssey by E.V. Rieu. Dr. Rieu had translated it to help pass the long hours during the war when he had to keep watch for fires. The same year, there was a publication of T. 10 Bernard Shaw titles for his 90th birthday. Penguin's bestseller is Animal Farm by George Orwell. Over 8 million copies have been sold since its publication in 1951. The most prolific author of the Penguins is George Simenon, with 100 titles. In 1960, Penguin was prosecuted for publishing D.H. Lawrence's Lady Chatterley's Lover, which was considered immoral at that time. Alan Lane doubled the print run, realizing that if they won the case, the publicity would make it a bestseller. And it did. Penguin was victorious, and over 3 million copies were sold in the next year. Annual sales of the Penguins worldwide are over 50 million copies. The copies sent out each year from the warehouse near Heathrow Airport alone, laid end to end, would stretch from London to Moscow.
Now, listen again.
Paperbacks had existed since the 19th century, but it was Alan Lane, an English publisher, who first published quality literature paperbacks. It all began in 1934 when Alan Lane was waiting on Exeter Railway Station. He had spent the weekend with Agatha Christie and her husband and was looking at the station bookstall for something to read on the train back to London, but all he could find were magazines, newspapers, and silly romantic novels. This convinced him that there was a need for inexpensive editions of quality contemporary writing. In the 1930s, the working classes formed a new reading public. They were intimidated by traditional bookshops, which sold expensive, hardcover editions. Alan Lane decided to publish a series of paperback books. He needed a name for them. Choosing from among the names of animals or birds, he finally decided on Penguin. Then he sent his production manager to London Zoo to draw one for the symbol. Alan Lane bought the rights to Penguin's first 10 titles. Among them were Farewell to Arms by Ernest Hemingway, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles by Agatha Christie, The Bellona Club by Dorothy Sayers, and others. He introduced the idea of color coding. The biographies had blue covers, the detective fiction green, and the novels red. Despite the rising cost of paper, Alan Lane managed to maintain the price of Penguins at sixpence by allowing advertising on 4 pages and on the back cover. Within 6 months, he had sold 1 million copies. Penguin's first premises were in the crypt under the Holy Trinity Church in Marylebone Road, London. Conditions were not ideal. The staff had to be quiet when there were services in the church. Besides, there was an invasion of mice. 12 dedicated staff worked all week and on Saturday mornings for a meager salary. Not surprisingly, a local authority official condemned working conditions in the crypt. Alan Lane moved out of London. He bought land from a farmer near the present site of Heathrow Airport. When the staff moved in, they found the walls and roof completed, but only part of the floor. The long-suffering staff packed and sent out 140,000 books a week until at last they were all ready for market. From that time on, Penguin has gone from success to success. They have even started publishing hardbacks. During World War II, sales greatly increased because penguins were light to carry in soldiers' haversacks and easy to send to prisoners of war. In 1946, a new series, the Penguin Classics, was born. The first publication of the series was the translation of Homer's Odyssey by E.V. Rieu. Dr. Rieu had translated it to help pass the long hours during the war when he had to keep watch for fires. The same year, there was a publication of 10 Bernard Shaw titles for his 90th birthday. Penguin's bestseller is Animal Farm by George Orwell. Over 8 million copies have been sold since its publication in 1951. The most prolific author of the Penguins is George Simenon, with 100 titles. In 1960, Penguin was prosecuted for publishing D.H. Lawrence's Lady Chatterley's Lover, which was considered immoral at that time. Alan Lane doubled the print run, realizing that if they won the case, the publicity would make it a bestseller. And it did. Penguin was victorious, and over 3 million copies were sold in the next year. Annual sales of the Penguins worldwide are over 50 million copies. The copies sent out each year from the warehouse near Heathrow Airport alone, laid end to end, would stretch from London to Moscow.
Now you have 45 seconds to choose your answers. That is the end of the listening task.